Hey, everybody. I'm back with Coach K. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thanks. Good to be back.
And we just have a couple more questions for this week's game. Starting off last week, how did the Avon scrimmage go?
Good, solid, didn't game by hurt, lacked consistency on the offensive side. Part of the problem is you don't game plan for the scrimmage, you just kind of show up and play and then try to fix it as you go because it's not a game and you're trying to see a lot of guys. They didn't rotate very much. They left their ones in pretty much on offense the entire time, whereas we were rotating four different running backs, seven different linemen, two different quarterbacks, six, seven different receivers. And so you start to get a little bit of a flow going. Defensively at times I thought we were pretty good. I thought we missed some tackles in the open field. I thought our secondary is going to need to do a better job tackling, especially this week coming up with some of the guys they've got at Fort Wayne Snyder. So going to have to do some things and start playing more consistent. And I know it's early in the season, but as a coach, you want to hit the ground running right out of the box.
And this Friday playing Fort Wayne Snyder, what is the mindset going into that game, especially with them coming fresh off a state championship?
Well, they're really good. They're well coached. You got Kurt Tippman, 2B Hall of Fame coach. You got Russ Isaacs on the staff, who is a Hall of Fame coach and won a state title back in 92 with Fort Wayne Snyder. So you're dealing with a group of really quality coaches, quality men, quality people that do it right. And then you've got a talented program, a program that's used to winning. They lost a lot of starters from last year, but the ones they got returning are pretty good. You know, watching their scrimmage tape, their quarterback, Aaron Band, is excellent throwing the ball, can run. You've got Brandon Logan, who's going to be a receiver, a running back, a quarterback. He's going to be their starting safety. He's going to be their punt returner and their kick returner. He's a Notre Dame commit in two sports. He'll be going to Notre Dame to play football and baseball. That's the kind of athlete he is. Number 15, the other receiver, I can't think of his name, is unbelievable. They've got a DN back, Adam Blakey, whose dad played for me in 01 and 02 at a school on the west side. And he's a very talented young man, very athletic. He's a three-year starter. Led the D-line last year in tackles, led the team in sacks, tackles for loss. So they're returning a nucleus of kids that are going to be a problem for us. You got to fight the long bus ride up there. You know, you're 2 hours on a bus and focus. This will be the first game for some of our younger kids, some of our older kids. This is their third year starting. Guys like Shanklin and Burris and Heron and some of them, they've been starting for 3 years. You know, we're going to lean on them. They've got to show up and show out because for them, this is it. This is their last run as a Warren Central Warrior.
We know the past couple of years, we've bounced around with kickers, especially Slybeck and a couple soccer kids from last year. What is the field goal game going to be like this year?
Well, you know me, I like two-point plays, so we always have our two-point plays in place to run. Might be kicking a freshman PAT field goal. He's doing well. Lacks consistency. We got to get him more consistent, but he's a good kid, and he's got some pop to his leg, and we feel like with time, he's going to be really good.
All right, that's all for this week. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you.